This episode is a little different. I'm going to keep things brief. We are hard at work on episode 4, which will be presented to you in the month of August. And henceforth, we shall make every effort to open the doors and invite you all into our dimly lit theater of the mind on a monthly basis. And that is why we are presenting this mini episode to you kind connoisseurs of our literal dark arts. And since this is a mini episode, I only thought it'd be fitting to sound this way. I hope it hasn't been too aggravating. If it's good enough for three rodents named Alvin, Simon, and Theodore to win six, yes, I said six, of your human Grammy Awards, then why not your old friend Lucius W. Griot? We hope that these few minutes of fright will satiate your hunger until episode 4 is completed and released in full next month. And now, we present to you a story by author Keith S. entitled, I See You.
Charlie worked the graveyard shift at the local hotel. It wasn't the best job, but it paid the bills, and most of the residents are nice. This was about the second month of him being there as a security officer. It was around 9 o'clock on Thursday night. A few people came in from previously leaving, and he was now alone in the back office where all the security monitors were. He was happy to kick his feet up, play a few games on his phone, and drink his coffee. He often looked up at the monitors to see if any activity happened. But at this moment, he was hypnotized by level 43 of Candy Crush. He didn't even notice items in the lobby slide around. It wasn't until there was a crash that made him rise from his paralyzed state. He looked up at the top left screen and first noticed the glass vase shattered on the floor. And after that, he saw that the furniture was moved out of place. He got up and raced out into the lobby to catch the culprit. When he arrived, he saw no one around. However, the table that had the vase on it was standing on end and had something written in red.
I see you.
Charlie cautiously walked around the lobby to see if anyone was there. He didn't see anyone, so he went back to the office to see if he caught the intruder on camera. He marched into the office in anger. He was convinced that there were some pranksters running around the hotel. He sat at the desk with the monitors, but before he was able to rewind the lobby cam, he saw the door to the stairs open. He rushed to turn on the camera for the stairs, but it was too late. The door at the very bottom of the stairs led to the basement, which was just closing. He got up and rushed to the stairs. Opening the door, he smelt something horrible. It smelt like something had spoiled. He stumbled towards the door while clamping his pointer finger and thumb to his nose. When he reached the door, he noticed something that confirmed that someone was in the basement.
I see you.
Was painted in red on the door. He let go of his nose and bowed up in anger. He flung open the door and marched in. While grabbing for his flashlight on his belt, he heard footsteps moving quickly. He yanked his flashlight up and flicked it once, shining it everywhere without seeing anything. He decided to take a few steps forward. His flashlight lit up the boxes near the back wall when he hears. He shines the light on a tower of boxes. There was half a little girl's face peering out from behind the boxes. You don't belong down here, Charlie said as he made his way over to the boxes. Suddenly, a whole body stepped out and Charlie went running. He flung the door back open and tried to leave while screaming, but at the last second, a long claw-like object pierced through his chest. The screaming stopped. And written in red paint across the screens in the office for the next officer to see was...
I see you.
I do hope you enjoyed your short stay here in the GLT tonight, folks. And now, before I say farewell, I would like to say that the Ghostlight Theater is open and welcoming of all people, everyone, regardless of race, creed, color, background, sexual orientation, or what have you. And I don't mean to get political, especially on an entertainment podcast, but when it comes to the disproportionate loss of human life and the systemic oppression that is ever so evident, there is nothing political about it, nor should it be bastardized into being believed as such. We, your friends on the other side, believe wholeheartedly and stand firmly behind the statement, Black Lives Matter. They have always mattered, they will always matter, and they matter even now, despite the fact that there is a very vocal minority that likes to preach to the contrary. Continue to stay strong. Fight for the Briannas. Fight for the Ahmads. Fight for the Trayvons. Fight for the Emmett Tills. Fight for the Nina Pops, the Tony McDades. Fight for the Vanessa Guillens, Ayanna Stanley Jones. Fight for the Sean Monterosas, Tamir Rice. For the Derek Scotts, Mike Brown. Fight for the Philandos. Fight for the Elijah McClain. Fight for the Rodney Kings, George Floyd. Fight for them all. Continue to fight for justice and fight for what is right. Keep your light on, friends. And we'll see you again when you leave the light on for us. We hope to see you again soon, here in the Ghost Light Theater.